Welcome to Living in the Light. Living in the Light is a radio ministry of Calvary Lighthouse Church, located at 502 East 4th Street, Chelsea, Oklahoma. Our worship services are Sunday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and Thursday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. We are glad that you've joined us today, and we hope that you will make us a part of your Sunday morning schedule. Our prayer is that you will find hope and peace through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We now join Pastor Doug Pepper, Calvary Lighthouse Church, with today's message. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 17. Amen. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I want to preach to us tonight, and there'll be more messages on this and more teaching on this. I want to try to begin to scratch the surface of the conflict. The conflict. Amen. And the conflict that I'm talking about, there's two words in the verse that I read to you tonight in verse 17. There's one word that says death, and there's one word that says life. And the conflict that you and I are in is the conflict of death or life. And from the very beginning of creation, and when Adam and Eve fell into sin, the conflict began between death and life. Death and life. God told Adam in Genesis chapter number 2 and verses 16 and 17, and the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Amen. God let him know, if you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if you break my command, if you go against what I've told you, you are going to die. And of course, we know the story well of the temptation in the garden, of the serpent coming to Eve and beguiling Eve and telling her and bringing question marks in her mind. Hath God said? And bringing doubt in her mind and bringing her to the place where she began to really believe what the serpent was saying, believing the lie of the enemy, because he wanted to bring about that death. He wanted to bring about that death, because in that death, he didn't die physically. Adam and Eve didn't die physically at that moment. No, as you study the Bible there, you find Adam lived to be 900 years old physically. But at that moment of disobedience, that moment of listening to the destroyer, the enemy of man, when they listened to him and they disobeyed God, it wasn't necessarily the fruit. It was the disobedience that brought the reality of sin into their lives, and immediately they died spiritually. Immediately they were separated from God. Immediately they felt guilt for their nakedness. Immediately they were now afraid of God. Death had come, just like God said it would come. And that began the conflict of the ages. Man's conflict is the battle between death and life. Hallelujah. And it's already been testified about here tonight about the life that God's giving us. But brothers and sisters, the devil don't want you to stay alive. He does not want you and I to maintain life. Hallelujah. Everything that he will try to do is to bring us back to a place of death. Back to a place of death. Oh my, as we read Romans chapter number 5, we begin to find out how that God, oh my, has been moving on man's behalf throughout the ages, and how that sin entered in, and sin brings forth death, and death has reigned until Jesus Christ came, and he set men free. Hallelujah. He died. Hallelujah. He was victorious over death, the separation from God. He brought about the supreme
supreme sacrifice for mankind. His precious blood was shed, oh, for the remission of the sins of men, that men could enter in once again back into life. Hallelujah. And as you begin to read your Bible and study the Word of God, you'll find that God progressively began to bring man to the place where he could have life. Hallelujah. And have it more abundantly, as John 10:10 tells us. Jesus told us, oh, the devil comes to destroy. The thief comes to destroy, to steal, to kill. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh, we've just scratched the surface. Is that not what God has said? We've just scratched the surface of the life that he wants to bring into our lives. Hallelujah. And so we see then, as it began to progress, he gave the promise, Genesis 3:15, oh, to the fact that Christ was going to come and Satan would bruise his heel, but Christ would bruise his head. Victory, hallelujah, over death, hallelujah. Speaking of Christ when he came, and as God began to move, he began to bring the law. The law. Mm-hmm. The Bible calls it in 2 Corinthians 3:7. But if the ministration of death, yeah, written and engraved in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which the glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? The law was not glorious to the flesh. God of heaven, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, praise your holy name. Hallelujah. It's called the ministration of death. Because what the law did is it made sin exceedingly sinful. It made carnality exceedingly carnal, if you will. Hallelujah. Carnality and sin are synonyms. Hallelujah. That means they mean the same thing. Oh, we tried to sidestep this word sin all the time in our lives. We don't want to call things sin. We just want to say, well, I've just been a little carnal. Woo! Brothers and sisters, carnality is sin. Hallelujah. The only thing that's pleasing to God is spirituality. Hallelujah. Oh, the life of Jesus Christ, the life of Almighty God, that's what's pleasing unto God. And so we see the ministration of death. It's when the law was written on stone, thou shalt not. And all those laws and all those ordinances were the way that those Israelites were to worship God. But it never delivered them. It never brought life into them. It was a continual drudgery, if you will. Yet they knew this was the way to worship God, the way to serve God, and all they had to do was keep those commands and keep those statutes. And when they would humble their hearts and turn to the Lord, they would always turn to God's word and begin to live it. Hallelujah. And they found joy in living it. But they were never delivered from that old man. They were never delivered from that death that had a hold of them, that kept them on a carnal plane, a natural plane. But God brought that law as a schoolmaster to show mankind the devastation of sin. And as it's been testified here tonight, we see that devastation everywhere in the lives of men and women. Why? Because that's death. That's the enemy gripping this world with death. Separation from God. Oh, hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, you and I need to grip them with life. Hallelujah. You and I need to grip them with the life of God as it begins to flow through us. And that's what I feel like's been going on. Hallelujah. God's been gripping us with life, and we turn around and grip others with life. Hallelujah. We turn around and give out that light of God, which is the life of God. Hallelujah. And when there's life in us, then we've got an abundance. Hallelujah. hallelujah, to share with others. Glory to God. And so we see them, this conflict has begun. It's still going on, but there's power now through Jesus Christ. But if we're not careful, we'll allow the enemy to keep us on a carnal level, on a carnal plane, on a natural plane, and we'll allow the enemy to steal away the very life God's brought to us. You say, how in the world could the enemy steal what God's been doing? Woo! In Revelation 3 and 1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis that have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh shall, same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Here's a church. Every church in the Bible began with life. Every church in the Bible, every church in that known age, I mean, we're talking the book of Acts and after the day of Pentecost, every church that was founded, every church that was established, it was established in the power of the Holy Ghost. It was established in the life of God. But here we find a church that's dead. What happened to this church? Why is it dead? Why is there no life there? Somewhere along the way, and this is what you might want to write down and make a mental note of. Somewhere along the way, they quit praying. Somewhere along the way, they quit praising. When you quit praying, and you quit praising, you quit doing. Somewhere along the way, they quit moving with the Spirit of God in obedience. And when God would begin to try to direct their lives, not me, woo! When God would try to lead them and use that life that was in them to help others,
not me,
No, they became more self-centered again. And thus the Spirit of the Lord could not bring life because they found contentment in carnality. They didn't want to be inconvenienced any longer. Your natural man doesn't want to pray. And if you ever give him an inch, he'll take a mile. Woo! He'll take a mile. And so this is what brought about a church that had a name that thou livest. That lets me know at one time it was alive. It was thriving. It was moving with the Spirit of God. But now they were just relying on what used to be. And Jesus Christ, the searcher of souls and the searcher of hearts, said, but you're dead. There's no life. He said, but there's a few there that are still alive. Woo! Praise be to God. And they haven't defiled their garments. And they're going to walk with me in white. Hallelujah. For they are worthy. You want to know what it's going to take to be worthy to go in that rapture? It's going to take life. Hallelujah. It's going to take life. There's got to be life flowing in us from God above. That's what it's going to take to make the rapture. Not your name on a church roll somewhere. Oh, not looking at your pedigree of who you went to church with, who your pastor was. Oh, that your church church was alive, it's going to be whether you have life, hallelujah, flowing in your soul, because it is that life that's going to take you out of here. It's that life that's going to transform your body into a glorified body. It's that life of God, hallelujah, and that life only comes from God, hallelujah to the Lamb. So the conflict is still going on. Devil always wants to take you back to death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, means it's an enemy of God. Why? Because it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's where we were at when we were lost. Oh, we knew what was right, but no power to do it. Whoa, but then Jesus came in. Hallelujah. And he brought life. He brought power. Oh, he brought a change. He brought a difference. And he has given us now the power, hallelujah, to overcome that old man, that carnal mind. He's given us the power to be subject to the laws of God. It's the Spirit of God that writes those laws on our heart. And we delight in the laws of the Lord. We delight in the statutes of God. We delight in the holiness of God. Hallelujah. That means we're alive. Hallelujah. Woo. We praise God. We worship God. We dance before God. Why? Because we're alive. Hallelujah. We're alive. Glory to God. Just as Jesus Christ is alive and sitting at the right hand of the Father, you and I are alive. Hallelujah. Here tonight, sitting before his presence. Glory to God. And wanting to be that yielded vessel that he can flow through. Woo! You see, brothers and sisters, if we have a more tendency to be carnal minded than we do to be spiritually minded, then we're more dead than we're alive. Woo! Oh, glory. Life comes in obedience. The minute you start disobeying the Spirit of God, that's when the joy begins to go away. That's when the life begins to decrease. That's why it's so important to move with the Spirit of God in the smallest of things. Because if you ever develop that pattern again of not moving with God, it'll be harder the next time to move with God. Because you will develop a habit of quenching the Spirit instead of a habit of yielding to the Spirit. And all through the New Testament scriptures, the epistles especially are admonishing the church to be yielded to the Spirit of God, to be led by the Spirit of God, to move with the Spirit of God, to allow the Spirit of God to teach and shape and mold and change and transform. I mean, Brother Goodwin preached to us the Holy Ghost for 2 weeks. Hallelujah. We need to get a hold of it. Praise God. Because it's life. It's life. Without life, guess what? You're dead. Woo! I mean, there is no other direction to go. It's either life or death. This is a conflict of man. For every man, every woman, every boy, every girl on the face of this whole wide world, the conflict that they're really in is a conflict of death and life. A conflict between the God of this world and the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, as for me and my house, Joshua said, we're going to serve the Lord. What was he saying? I'm choosing life. Hallelujah. I'm choosing the life of God. Why? Because that's the one that brings God's presence, God's power, God moving. Hallelujah. It's life. And oh, the devil wants to steal that life. And he will do it if he can steal your prayer life. If he can steal your prayer life, he will steal your life, your power, your joy, your peace. Because it's all coupled together. He doesn't care how he gets it done. If this don't work, he'll use this. This don't work, he'll use this. If this don't work, he'll try this. He doesn't sleep nor slumber either.
And he is out to bring death into your life. He is out to bring death to dominate your mind. You know what death does? It makes us doubt and fear, and unbelief dominates our thought pattern. You ever wondered, why would I doubt God? He never done me anything but good. Why would I doubt God when God saved me? God washed me. God cleansed me. God moved my... Why would I want to doubt God? But the enemy continually taunts your mind. Yeah, but... Woo! Send him on the way with the life you have. Woo! Hallelujah! Get on down. Hallelujah! And do what Jude said do. Praise God. He said praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith. Glory to God. He started talking about there in verse 16, Jude chapter 1. It's the only chapter there. Praise God. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words that were spoken before the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who'll walk after their own ungodly lust. That's death, my friend. These are they who separate themselves, sensual, that's the same as carnal, hallelujah, having not the Spirit, that's life, hallelujah. Oh, but ye, beloved, that's you, that's me, hallelujah, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Glory to God. That means ever living and on fire for God. Woo, hallelujah. And so we see then, it's a matter of you and I realizing, understanding, hallelujah, getting a bulldog hold, if I can use that, on the reality, I must pray. It's not an option. It's not just because I feel good about it. I must pray. It is my life source. Hallelujah. Link up with the Spirit of God. You notice what it said about murmurers and complainers. They ain't on the right side, are they? they're in the wrong verse in that chapter. Praise God. Woo! Because when you have life, you have no reason to complain. Because you got life. Woo, hallelujah. You got God leading your life. You got God helping you. You got the love of God flowing through you. Brother Clendenin, hallelujah, great man of God, has went on now to be with the Lord. But he said, if you ain't got love, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers and sisters, the Bible is full of the reality of the love of God. And it is what we use to check our spiritual condition. You ain't got love, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't have life if you ain't got love. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came in this world. Why? Because he loved us while we were yet sinners. Why can't you love a sinner? Woo! Hallelujah. He loved us while we were yet sinners. Oh, and he gave his life for us. Glory. He gave life that we might have life. Oh, and when we got life, we're going to love. Glory to God. Woo! The thing is, we got to understand, if we're losing grip on life, ain't no sense puff up like a toad. You don't need to get mad and upset at the preacher. No. You just need to hit that altar. Fresh and anew. Amen. And get prayed all the way through. Woo! You gotta stop your complaining and pray all the way through. Hallelujah. What's that mean, Brother Pepper? That means you pray all the way till you are dead. Hallelujah. And you have received life again from God. Hallelujah. This old man must die. Oh, glory to God. It is the conflict that you will have until Jesus returns. So you might as well get ready for it. It's coming against you. But greater is he that is in us. Glory. The life of God. Than he that is in the world. Mm. Woo.
As I've already said, Jesus Christ has come that you and I might have life. Woo! Not a form, not a ritual, not, hey, everybody look at me, I'm a Christian. No, that we might die and have life. Woo! There'll be no life if there's not been a death. And life will not be maintained if we do not die daily. Woo, hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise be to God. I wish I could tell you young converts that, oh, from this point on, you're never going to have any trouble with the devil. You're not going to have any trouble with that carnal man. I wish I could tell you that it's going to be so easy now. I mean, you just walk around with your head in the clouds. And ain't going to be that way, my friend. You have entered into a conflict that you've never been in your entire life. Woo! But enter into it with joy, knowing that Jesus Christ has overcome. Woo! He's overcome this world. He's overcome in the conflict. And he said, because I have overcome, you can overcome. Woo! You can overcome. You can overcome. You can overcome. You can overcome. Woo! And all overcome. Hallelujah. Oh, but it's going to come right back to that place when the Spirit of God's moving, that we move with Him. If we're not faithful in small things, He will not exalt us to higher things. We must be faithful in small things. We've got to realize to have life, there must be continual obedience to the Spirit of God in the transformation of our habits, lifestyles, and desires. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm pastoring to you now. Woo, praise God. There's got to be a continual allegiance to the leading of the Spirit of God, even if it goes against what you've always done.
Times I've questioned certain circumstances or things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision and my frustration gets so out of hand. It's then I am reminded I've never been forsaken. I've never had to stand the test alone. As I look at all the victories, the Spirit rises up in me. It's through the fire my weakness is made strong. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy. That the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered victories without fighting, but he said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, hey, the adversary said.
You have been listening to Living in the Light, radio ministry of Calvary Lighthouse Church, Chelsea, Oklahoma. Pastor Doug Pepper, congregation, would like to invite you to join them in worship. Sunday morning, 10 o'clock a.m., Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and Thursday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. We hope you've been encouraged by today's message. For more information about this ministry, call 918-789-2710. Or go to our website, www.calvarylighthousechurch.org. That's www.calvarylighthousechurch.org. Thank you once again for listening to Living in the Light.